All right, we are here today to talk about petty disgusts, I think is what we were calling it, like small things or like little things that bother us or gross us out. I don't know if anyone has a good one that they wanted to start with.
Yeah, I'll kick it off. I kind of touched on it last time, but I feel like anything that has a weird liquid that you wouldn't associate with it. So, like I said, there was like sour cream when you first open it up and it has like a little bit of water on the top, you know? Or I feel like if you're eating like vegetables and there's like a little bit of like juice at the bottom, both of those, no go for me.
Because I don't remember who brought it up, but the example was the water and ketchup, like ketchup vinegar water.
Yeah,
It
that
was
too for sure. Nope.
me. You're talking about my sister's unhealthy relationship with sour cream, and then that's when that was brought up.
Now we all have an unhealthy relationship with sour cream, but like
You're
mentally.
welcome, guys.
Mentally.
So, and then like mine is maybe a little more, I don't know if it's more normal or standard or not, but like fridge smell is my least favorite thing on the planet. I hate fridge smell so much.
I can see that with some fridges, at least. Like when they're older, they just haven't ever been cleaned out.
And it's like each thing on their own might smell okay, but then you put everything together in a fridge and like it's just all the smells combine and it's just awful. I hate it. I have to hold my breath whenever I go into the fridge.
Oh, that's interesting.
Do you buy those like things you can stick in the fridge that eliminate odors?
We should, but
Think simply a bowl of baking soda does the trick, unless you've already tried it and you do not approve of the results.
I feel like we've put stuff in there, but I don't know, we've tried, but I could be wrong. We have like three fridges, and I think at least one of them has a thing of baking soda in it, but not our main one for some reason. So I will probably try that at some point.
Speaking of smells, one of my least favorite, like the thing that I most hate is like the smell that I most hate is vinegar. I cannot stand like just pure vinegar. My parents sometimes use it to like clean things. It's good. It's a good cleaner, but like I cannot smell it. It's just disgusting to me. I don't know what it is, but I just every time I smell it, I want to throw up.
It's a very strong smell, so.
It's hard to even describe what it smells like, but yeah, it definitely smells not the best.
It's just its own thing, I think, as far as smell goes. I'm a little bit the other way. I love vinegar. I love the saltiness and just how strong it is. But I do agree, like when used as like a cleaning product, it can overpower the room. But like vinegar, like kettle cooked chips, they're amazing.
Yeah, I think, yeah, salt and vinegar stuff tastes pretty good, but just like straight vinegar, like not that you drink it on its own, but like the smell alone is like, yeah, weird. Unless you're
You
like
don't
your
want to
sister and your
smell my
room
life,
shots
Aaron.
vinegar.
I
I
just
just
learned. Oh, sorry.
sorry. I just remember vinegar being so bad because like when you're a little kid and you do something wrong, like if you say a bad word or something, did your parents ever like wash your mouth out with vinegar or soap?
Yes.
No. I mean, I've heard of soap. They didn't ever do soap with me, but I've known people who have. Vinegar is new, though.
I don't think I got vinegar, but my brother did one time. And I just remember being like, yep, not gonna say that. That was gross.
I remember my parents would threaten with washing my mouth out with soap, is how it was phrased. And I remember, like, I felt like I was rightfully angry at one point. So I just did it myself. I was like, I don't care, guys. This is it. I'm gonna say what I want.
What happened to me is
So
like you guys would always threaten like to wash my mouth out with soap, and I think like the one time I did it, they didn't even like get angry. They just looked at me and they're like, "It's time." And then I was just like, "No." And they like, it was so weird how calm they were. They're just like, "It's time. Gotta wash out your mouth now."
that's
I don't ever, like, remember anybody else talking about washing out with vinegar as, like, discipline. So that's interesting.
Yeah. I got that too, Justin. Vinegar in my mouth, for sure.
Oh. I remember getting soap, but I think my, like, brother did something really, really bad. And they're like, nope, soap. Got it. Grab the vinegar.
At least vinegar would be, like, edible, right? Like, if you swallow soap, I feel like that could potentially hurt you.
Yeah. They're
Justin's like, yeah,
just, yeah.
Probably. Yeah, I could have died.
Yeah, I
just get poisoned. Like, yeah.
I don't think that's logic, though. I think punishment was their logic.
strayed a little bit away from small disgust. Does anyone else
have just a tad?
They have that they want to share.
I do. For the longest time, I was convinced that I just despised green beans. But yeah, this would be like every Thanksgiving, and every time it was made evident, people were acting surprised, like, "How could you not? We have them all the time." I'm like, are you really this willfully ignorant? I hate green beans. Turns out, it is the smell and the taste of canned green beans that I cannot stand. Fresh is no problem. I like fresh green beans. But canned green beans are the devil. To quote Bobby Boucher's mother.
That makes me think. I have this friend who hates onions so much. And he, like, will get pizzas. He'll be like, does it have onions on it? And one time we're like, no, it doesn't. And he takes a bite, and he, like, sets the pizza down. He unzips his backpack, puts on one of those, like, flashlights that you with the headband. Oh. And starts, like, looking in the pizza for onions.
No way. Yeah.
And I'm just like,
I 100% believe that because same way. He will not, if there is one little tiny chopped up onion in there, he won't eat it. Like, my mom will try and trick him and be like, no, like, that's lettuce, that's not onion. And my brother will, like, he'll sit there and he'll pick out every single little onion. Like, one time we were at a restaurant and he ordered a burrito, but he forgot to ask for no onions, and it had pico de gallo. And so my brother was eating it, and then all of a sudden he goes, and he got so mad. So we had to watch him for half an hour. I'm not kidding. For half an hour, just pick out every single little onion out of the big burrito. And we were all, like, done eating, and he was still picking out the onions, and people were staring at us. I thought it was really awkward. But yeah, my brother is exactly like that. He cannot have any onion. Like, he'll taste it. Like, it'll be one little one, he'll taste it. He'll be like, nope, can't eat it.
So wait, with the headband guy, was he, like, serious, or did he do that as a joke?
No, he was serious.
He's very serious about his onions.
And, like, I'm not huge on onions, but that is extreme. I just remember being like, what are you doing?
Well, imagine someone's like, hey, what's that flashlight there for? He's like, oh, it's for if I need to check my food for onions.
That was another thing, like, he just had that set ready to go. I'm like, does this happen often? Or
he was prepared.
Kind of reminded me when we were on this, around this topic, where it's like another one of mine that I kind of forgot is the smell of cauliflower.
I guess I've never sniffed a cauliflower.
Like, if when you cook it specifically, not just like chilling. Like, oh, if you cook like cauliflower, it smells awful.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel like a lot of, like, cooked vegetables just don't sound or don't smell good. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Like, maybe yeah. That's just me,
but, like, a lot of cooked vegetables are not, they don't smell appetizing at all.
And, like, for me, specifically cauliflower, I cannot stand the smell of.
Are there any,
that reminds
like, non-food?
Oh, go ahead, Aaron.
Oh, is there, I mean, I'm going to kind of go like to a different topic, so if you want to finish your thought, you can go ahead.
Okay. I used to take art classes in my teacher's basement. It was her parents' basement, And I remember I was like stationed underneath a vent to the kitchen, and there was a smell emitting from the vent, and I was about to really get physically sick. And I was just like asking, like, what on earth is that smell? And there wasn't really any room for me to move locations. And I was just like questioning, like, gosh, this is so awful. What is that smell? It turns out her family was making homemade tortillas. So that makes me wonder, do they always smell like so strongly horrible? I'm sorry, but I was almost physically sick.
I feel like it smells like not gross like that, but I mean, pretty normal, I guess, like almost what you'd expect.
Maybe. I mean, that's the only time I've ever been near anybody making homemade tortillas. So I'm thinking maybe it was just their recipe or how they were making them. But it was one of the worst smells I've ever experienced.
What did I just walk into?
I'm making tortillas and that's how they smell bad.
I'm so offended by that because... For me, homemade tortillas are, like, the best thing ever. Like, just the smell, everything about it. Like, the I don't know how to say it in English, the masa, that's what we use, masteca. It just smells so good whenever you make, like, the tortillas. So, maybe
it was just how they were making it then.
Yeah, they don't know how to make. If a tortilla is really, if a tortilla is going to be good, it's sight. The smell and the taste. There's many components.
It could have also been the pan, I guess, because like all that, like some people just don't wash their pans to keep that flavor, and all that stuff like reheating could have just smelled terrible.
Maybe. I just remember it smelling like chemical gases.
Maybe that's not natural.
You were gonna shift the topic, Aaron, away from food.
I mean, kind of. I mean, we were talking about petty disgust, obviously. I was gonna say, is there anything that's not food related that like grosses you out? I don't know, like for example, like for me, rotting wood is like really weird. Like, I don't know, I can like be around it, but if I'm like touching it and like have to move it or something, it just really grosses me out for some reason. I can't really describe it.
I think I have something similar. I feel like most of mine are food related, though.
Mm. Yeah, that's fair.
One thing I don't like is rotting hay. It smells really, really gross. If I could describe what rotting hay smells like, has anybody ever had or they know what Le Sueur peas smell like?
I don't.
They're like this specific type of pea, and like you just get them canned, but they have a very like specific smell to them. It smells like Le Sueur peas and death. It was when my dad and I were flipping over like 300 or 400 pounds of hay that the horses just didn't eat over the winter. So there was plenty of time for a bunch of water to accumulate underneath and just rot it. So we flipped it over because it was wrapped in a net to keep the horses from making a mess. And we had to take a break a couple times from lifting it and pushing it over. It was so bad.
I guess, like, I'm really not a fan of barn smell.
What? Yeah, it's a pretty powerful smell. It's like,
like if you go to, like... Yeah, like, if you go to the state fair, and, like, you go into, like, the animal barns and stuff.
That's literally my favorite thing in the world. I love the state fair, but I also, like, I love the barns. My school was so small that we played against another school that their football field smelled like cow manure. Like, that's how small of an area this was.
Oh, wow. I think it depends on which barn you go to. I can tolerate the horse barn, obviously, because I'm used to that. Cattle barn's okay, because I also used to work with some cattle, but the swine barn, I rarely step into that place. I do not like it.
Oh, yeah, I 100% agree. My friends have, when I went to Iowa State, a lot of my friends lived in, like, farms. And so my friend, I went to go visit her house, which was in, like, the middle of nowhere. Her town was literally 5 miles. And we went to, like, visit cows, her horses and stuff. And it was mainly a dairy farm, so, like, they had a lot of cattle. And I mean, it didn't smell the best, but it was okay. But I've also been to, like, pig farm, and I couldn't. I was like, nope, sorry, city girl is out. Not for me. I can't do it.
I feel like the state fair is interesting in that regard, because, like, you could walk, like, 4 feet in any direction, and each direction will have, like, a different smell. Like, you can go from, like, corn dog smell to, like, barn, and then, ooh, kettle corn. Like, it's the weirdest experience.
There's, like, there was one smell I could not stand at the state fair, and I have literally no idea what it is, and I've never been able to figure it out. But it's, like, and maybe it's just the mixture of all those smells, but it's, like, an oddly sweet thing, but, like, it just smells disgusting.
I think I know what you're talking about, Bailey. Yeah. Every July, we have the Polk County Fair on the state fairgrounds. And if you walk particularly from the 4-H building down to the Jacobson Center, the horse barn, it smells literally vomit. I know what that is, Bailey. I know what it is.
It's not directly right there, but yes. But, like, on the other side of that, it smells, like, sort of the same. Yes.
Literally. Yes. It's really, really bad, particularly in that area in July. So maybe it just shifts or something as the month goes by. But it's a type of tree that they have at the state fair, and it molts every summer. And that's what causes that ungodly smell.
And I'm just so thinking, glad that I've been validated.
I'm just thinking, like, why would they have such trees here? It's so unappealing, the smell. Everybody, like, covers their, like, mouth and nose with their shirt when they walk through that area. It's disgusting. I don't know why they can't just fix that.
Still, oddly, not the worst thing I've probably smelled at the fair, but, like, it's up there.
It's way up there for me.
Does anyone have, like a small disgust that's maybe not a smell? Because, like, all of mine are smells.
I think we would just, like, circle back to food, because, like, I can't do mushrooms whatsoever. I hate mushrooms.
Same. Mushrooms are just weird. Like, to me, they don't have a taste, but, like, every time I see a mushroom, I think fungus. For some reason, and, like, you know how, like, mold, when there's, like, water and stuff, like, mushrooms start growing, every time I see mushrooms, I think of those mushrooms, and I'm like, that's disgusting, why would I ever eat that? Like, no. So it's more of it's not the taste, because the taste, to me, it's just, like, squishy. Like, that's what it tastes.
I don't find they have a taste, but it's the texture for me.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's I don't know. It's weird. And so, and every time I see them, I picture, like, the not good ones. So then I'm like, nope, not going to eat it. Can't do it.
No.
I feel like certain textures. Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I insist. You go ahead.
This is what it's like to be in Iowa right here.
Iowans.
I'm just going to say that, like, I hate when I can hear people eating, like when I can hear you biting and stuff. I hate it. It's probably my biggest pet peeve.
Yeah, I feel like the petty, like, disgust for me is also, like, a texture thing. Like, I love the taste of pickles, but I can't actually, like, eat them because it's just such a weird texture. Like, it's been that way my entire life for some reason, that, like, they taste good, but I get it in my mouth and I'm like, nope, can't do it. Like,
crispy on the outside, but then, like, gelatinous and somewhat solid on the inside.
Yeah,
delicious.
I literally
hate everything about pickles.
So, like, I'll get them on a burger, but then I have to take them off because I just want, like, the taste, but not the texture, you know?
Okay, no, that makes a lot of sense to me because, like, I enjoy a little bit of pickle juice, like, on my fries, but, like, I hate pickles. I hate the taste of pickles.
I agree with Cole. That's disgusting. I hate pickles. I hate the smell of pickles. They look weird. Like, that's just disgusting. Like,
you're all wrong.
Because they're, like, sour? Is that why?
So, like, well,
I have no idea. Like, it's just, like, the smell, the taste, everything. I had completely forgotten about this.
It's the
combination. I got pickles on my burger once, and I asked for no pickles. And I just bit into it, and I threw up. Like, I had to go to the bathroom and throw up. Like, I couldn't do it. I don't know what it is, but it, like, triggered, like, my throw-up thing, my throw-up sense. I was like, nope, you can't eat this. My stomach was, like, kicked it out. Immediately, I was like, nope, I can't eat this. And I was like, I asked for no.
Rejected.
That and mustard. Pickles and mustard. That combination, like, on a burger, I cannot. Like, I won't do it.
Hate mayonnaise, or hate mustard.
No, I just, any mustard. Like, I hate honey mustard, regular mustard, all of that. I hate it. Disgusting.
Like what Bailey said about pickle juice is like my least favorite thing about pickles is that they like infest everything that they touch. They just soak them in juice and sog them up and make them taste bad, in my opinion.
I second that.
We got a pretty split opinion here.
Well, pickles are a very divisive topic.
Am I the only person who enjoys pickles in every aspect, or?
And I think you might be.
Every aspect, yes.
Okay, good. Well, you're all wrong.
Because that's how this works.
I feel attacked.
You guys are entitled to your opinion, but you're wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Are there any other foods that, like, you people, like, not you people, but you guys think that, like, just smell really good, but, like, you cannot eat or, like, absolutely will never eat?
Grapefruit. They taste like a grandma's drawer of knickknacks.
I agree
with
that.
They smell amazing, but they taste ancient and just stale. I don't understand how people can eat them and not be disenchanted by the taste.
If you eat only like the fruit part and like get rid of all of like the white like covering on it, it doesn't taste as bitter. It tastes really, really sweet if you just get all the white stuff off.
Maybe. I'll try that because every once in a while I'll just try another food after a couple years. So maybe, but it's still like, when I think of it, I still think, oh, I'm just biting into my grandmother's couch that smells like mothballs. This is great. Delicious.
Yeah, I used to be the same way because they have that really bitter taste, but they're supposed to be really good for you, so I tried it again, and I, like, looked at, like, different ways to cut it, and I was doing it wrong the whole time, so I learned that if you just, like...
It's just the pulp, then?
Yeah, like, if you cut around all of the pulp, it tastes a lot better.
Okay.
So.
Thank you, Taylor. I will be brave and try that.
You're so welcome. I can't wait for your review.
I am not a fan of ranch at all, but, at my work, we make chicken bacon ranch pizzas that are the best smelling thing like in the world, in my opinion. I love how they smell. I would not eat it.
Oh my god!
I love chicken bacon ranch pizza. It's probably one of my favorite kinds of pizza.
I think that was one of our most popular ones. Like, I know I'm in the minority not liking ranch. I just am not a fan. But it smells amazing, whatever that pizza is. It's like a garlic ranch they put on it, too.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so good.
I think ranch is also like a divisive topic because some people like love it full-heartedly, but there's also different types of ranch because like you can tell at a restaurant when they use certain kinds of ranch and when like they just make their own ranch, which is really great.
Mm-hmm. My friend has like a sixth sense for ranch. She remembers and recognizes restaurants based off of their ranch, and it's really weird. So that'll determine like where she's comfortable going out to eat first off, and then like what she'd order, like what she recommends to. It's really weird, but she just knows, and she can tell like ranch that seemingly is the same apart. It's weird. It's kind of like your friend Justin with the headlight at the ready, but instead it's like my friend's ingrained sense of tasting ranch.
My dad does that a lot. Like, we'll be talking about going out to eat, and he'll say, oh, we should go here. They have really good ranch. But that's
that sounds criteria. Like such an Iowa thing.
That definitely is an Iowa thing. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. So. I guess I'm not Iowan. I don't know how, but I just don't like ranch anymore. Ever since I got hooked on balsamic vinegar dressings, I just don't tolerate ranch.
I can usually tell if they, like, make it in-house or if they have, like, the Sysco recipe, because I grew up, like, one of my favorite restaurants, they always use the Sysco recipe, so, like, I know exactly what that tastes like, and I know exactly when I'm tasting it.
It's all too familiar.
What even is ranch? Like, what's it made out of?
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise, buttermilk, and then seasoning. That's basically it.
Yeah.
Really?
See, that sounds gross in theory, but, like, tastes okay.
Yeah, no, and I also don't like mayonnaise either, so that might be.
I feel like that's another divisive thing, yeah.
I like very small amounts of mayonnaise, like very light amounts of mayonnaise. I think that is a good flavor enhancer.
Yeah, no. Just no.
It sounds gross, but if you ever mix mayonnaise with barbecue sauce on like a sandwich or like a brisket, it's so good. It's like a creamier barbecue sauce, and it sounds really gross, but it's like the best thing you'll ever have.
I second that.
I can see how
it's good.
That reminds me. My aunt had a boyfriend when I was growing up, and he was a notoriously picky eater whenever he would come over for family events or family dinners. And this was my aunt's birthday party. So my mom made her favorite cake, and it's mayonnaise cake.
I'm sorry, what?
I don't want to know. I don't think I want to know.
Mayonnaise cake. It's used with mayonnaise to give it the sort of creamy flavor, but otherwise, like, to somebody who doesn't know, it's just chocolate cake. It's like a very rich, creamy chocolate cake. But so what makes it like creamy a large is the substitute. Mayonnaise. Yes. So her boyfriend did not like mayonnaise whatsoever. So we were not allowed to talk about the cake around him. So he happily ate it. He thought it was a great chocolate cake, but it was my aunt's favorite mayonnaise cake, and it was just funny how we knew, but he didn't.
My mom would slip black beans into brownies to get me to eat them.
That's disgusting.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Like,
that is a sin against brownies.
I mean, I hate
beans.
I think it depends on the bean. Like,
at least she wasn't slipping, like, some pinto in there. It was, like, black beans, I guess, so they blend in.
Yeah.
I have a funny story about beans. I guess it's related to petty disgust. So my parents will often tell stories about how I used to be, like, a brat, because I used to be, like, a really bratty child because I was an only child. And so apparently I hated beans when I was little, when I was growing up. So my parents say that I would, like, sit there, and they would, like, put the plate of beans on, like, my plate, and I would be like, no, I'm not eating them. And my parents were like, you can't leave the table if you don't eat your beans. My parents just said I would fall asleep on the table. Like, I wouldn't care. Like, I just wouldn't eat them. Like, I would refuse. Like, I'd go on strike. I would.
Savage.
Yeah, like, they'd try to, like, feed me them, and I'd be like, no. And my parents were like, yeah, you remember that time you were eight, and, like, we kept telling you to eat beans, but every time you'd sit at the table basically all day and just sleep. I'm like, that's when my parents knew they had a special child.
If you guys have ever opened a can of beans, it smells like the most disgusting sewer smell you probably could have ever smelled in your life before you wash them.
Wait, you eat canned beans? Ew.
I don't eat beans because I don't like beans. But when the restaurant that I worked with, like, we would have to make, like, the black beans and stuff, you'd open those, like, giant cans, and it would just smell horrendous.
We always have beans at my house. Like, any type of, like, black beans, pinto beans, red beans, any type of beans, we always have them. But my mom makes them. Like, she'll make them like from scratch. So, well, obviously, like, she'll buy the bag, but like, she'll do it in her own way. So they're not like, they don't taste as bad as canned beans. But I agree, canned beans are disgusting. Nope, can't do it.
That reminds me, at my old job, we had to make this, I think, broccoli supreme salad, and that, it lit up my disgust for pre-packaged broccoli in particular, because every time you would make the broccoli supreme salad, every time we cut open the pre-packaged broccoli, it would smell, as I would describe it, gas from 1967, if you catch my drift. It was horrible.
Like somebody like just farted in the bag and then sealed it up, or what?
Yeah, all the way back in 1967.
Gross.
I think broccoli just smells and tastes gross. Like cooked broccoli especially.
I agree. I like most I'm like a raw vegetable kind of girl.
Did you say you're a raw vegetable kind of girl? Because same.
You are?
Yes, absolutely love carrots. I will eat an entire bag of carrots just for dinner.
Amazing. Baby carrots.
Yes.
Same. Even like regular carrots too. My lips would turn orange because I just chomp on a regular carrot.
Oh yeah. When I was in like my freshman year of college and I was broke, I would just buy the bag of organic like full carrots at Walmart and I would just eat that for dinner.
Sounds like a good time.
See, I can't do raw vegetables. They have to be cooked for me to eat them. I'm a very picky eater.
Depends what vegetable. Like,
I feel like raw vegetables, or not raw vegetables, cooked vegetables are just, like, too mushy. Like, the texture is all wrong for me.
It's like I have to be able to get them in and swallow them before I realize that I'm eating a vegetable.
Gosh. I feel like there's a threshold. There's a term that my family uses. Every time I've used it around people that are not my family, they're like, what? Only like few people know what I'm talking about. I talk about like, say, oh, the carrots or the potatoes are too English. They're like not quite soft enough. They're, you know, still crisp in the middle. They're too English. But yeah, when they're too soft and they just like break upon like eating them, like nothing, no effort, that's kind of, it's kind of boring and sad. I like there to be a little texture.
You want some challenging vegetables. What did you learn the phrase too English though? Like, I don't think I've ever heard that before either. Where'd that originate from?
I don't know. I heard it from my aunt like initially, and I was like, oh, okay, that must be widely used. So every time something's still kind of like not fully cooked or not cooked through, I just go, oh yeah, it's still English. Like, let's wait a couple.
I think that's funny because like the English boil everything. So like nothing is like crisp and undercooked.
It is ironic. Yeah.
I guess as we're like close to wrapping up, should we talk about some good smells that we like?
To clear the palate.
For tea.
Palate, yeah.
Coffee Ooh. Is my favorite smell.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah, I like Coffee's that.
Amazing. I like the smell of mangoes. My favorite.
I like the smell of mangoes, but that's another fruit where I just don't like the taste, but I like the smell of them. They're just too sweet for me.
Yeah, I'm allergic to them, so I can't eat them, but they smell delicious.
I love mango-flavored things, but I don't like mangoes, like just regular mangoes.
I love mangoes.
Do you guys remember those purple glue sticks from, like, elementary school?
Yeah.
Those things smell delicious, and I had a shower thought the other day. I'm like, how are they going to make those things smell so delicious and then just get so shocked when we eat them?
Literally. Same with like the scented markers. Like they say, you know, don't sniff markers, it's bad for you, but then they make them like
they make scented markers.
Like you're supposed to sniff these markers. Next year they're like, don't do that.
then you end up testing every marker to see if it's like a smell good one. So you just hail like all these markers and like, and your 7-year-old mind is getting like messed up.
That's like, why the ADHD is such really a big problem.
I found out that if you huff Dawn dish soap just long enough, it starts to smell like Starbursts when I was younger.
What? I think you're getting high off dish soap.
I think I was.
I didn't think that was possible.
I feel like that's well, something you hear like a crazy it, person say. Just like, yeah, I sniffed the dish soap for so long, it smelled like Starburst. Like,
yeah.
Just be like, good for you, buddy. Then slowly back away.
Yeah. Back to appropriate smells we like, guys. Coffee, yes.
I love this. Someone's like baking cookies, too. I love that smell.
Oh, yeah.
Fresh cut grass. Love fresh cut grass.
Yes. Mm. I smelled the smell yesterday. They were cutting the lawn at my apartment. It was so good. It just feels like summer.
Yeah, yeah.
My favorite smell is leather. Like if I get a brand new saddle or if I like condition the leather of like my horse equipment, it just smells amazing and I love it. Or like a car with leather interior. I like the smell of that.
Mm, yeah. Like, I don't smell leather often, but, like, when you do smell it, you're like, ooh, this is a good one.
Yes.
This is the good one, yes.
That's the good stuff.
I like the, like, fall scents. So, like, my favorite candle smell is, like, the harvest one from Yankee Candle. It just smells so good.
Yeah, I can get behind that. I love fall smells, too.
I don't know how to like describe it other than like I like speaking of candles. It's like I like just like the fresh scented candles, like not necessarily like laundry, but like the ones that are supposed to be like spring rain or like
Oh yeah,
those are good. Yeah,
rain's another smell I love. Like I love to hear rain and I love the smell of rain.
Yeah, same here. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
same. You're saying you like the smell of worms, Bailey.
I mean. I guess if that's what that is, absolutely.
Yes. Don't worry. I like it too. I just had a friend confront me with that. Like, oh, you like the smell of wet worms when they're on the sidewalk. I'm like, yeah.
Okay, sure. Worms are always wet though because like they're very moist.
Gosh. Okay,
well now yes. now we're going back into disgust. So I think this is a good time to to maybe since we're running out of time to maybe stop it here. So I guess thanks for chatting. It's real interesting. Glad we got a little bit of a palate cleanser there at the end.
And, worms.
We'll be, yeah, the palate cleanser of worms. We'll be back next time then.